Dr. Leonard Gamela began the discussion of the next topic, interdisciplinary management of high-risk localized disease.
We know that treatment outcomes relate to risk stratification. We know that low-risk patients have similar outcomes with any monotherapy, but that high-risk patients generally do not do well with the standard monotherapy. And it's very reasonable for us to be looking at these multimodality approaches in these selected high-risk patients. The majority of patients who progress after therapy do have high-risk disease, and we know that high-risk disease does account for most of the ultimate prostate cancer deaths that we see. The best treatment is not clear, which is the reason we're having this think tank today. The current issues that we face is we have very limited clinical trials that we can fall back upon for this group of patients. There is a great concern over the side effects of hormonal therapy, be again, they right or wrong. We do not know which agents and duration. Should we use LHRH analogs with or without antiandrogen? Should it be used short-term, long-term? What about intermittent therapy? What about antiandrogen monotherapy? When do we begin? Do we begin early in the course? Do we begin late in the course? We know one thing for sure, that if you look in the CAPTURE database, hormonal therapy is the clear choice of clinicians who have a patient who's undergone radical prostatectomy and have a PSA recurrence, and that number approaches over 80%. The other issue we have when we talk about adjuvant hormonal therapy is that we've recently had some favorable adjuvant radiation therapy trials that have addressed the role of adjuvant radiation therapy in patients immediately after radical prostatectomy. So we don't know which is better. Is it adjuvant hormonal therapy or adjuvant radiation therapy for these high-risk patients? Our conclusions of hormone therapy following radical prostatectomy is that's important for us to risk stratify each patient. We need to look at the postoperative data and discuss the options with our patients. For the purpose of our talk today, you should consider adjuvant hormone therapy, either immediate LHRH analog in the presence of positive lymph nodes, and the question based on the missing study is, could this potentially be the new standard of care, or the possibility of an LHRH analog or bicalutamide at some point in the high-risk patient. The bottom line, too, is attempt to place patients on all open randomized clinical trials, since we really have a paucity of published data in this particular area.
Thanks, Len. Maybe I can begin with Steve, and I'm curious, how do you approach the patient who has a high-risk disease after radical prostatectomy?
The question in my mind for that patient is, treating now make a difference versus waiting and for to get that PSA and look and to see whether the patient will actually develop a recurrence, and if so, kind of learn more about the recurrence in terms of using how long it took to develop the recurrence, the PSA kinetics, the doubling time, the time of recurrence, to risk stratify that man better. And by waiting that period of time until he develops that PSA of 0.1, 0.2, have I lost anything in terms of a therapeutic efficacy they may have had from either the hormones or radiation? And to my obviously biased view of reading the literature, I've kind of come to the conclusion for most of these men that I probably am not losing anything by waiting. So I counsel them that those are options, but I really prefer the salvage route rather than the adjuvant route, because I think you can delay therapy in a lot of men, allow them to recover their potency, their continence, those issues, as well as a significant percentage of men who are high risk, even positive margin patients, only 50% of those will recur. So we can avoid therapy in some of those men.
Now, when you talk about that strategy, what about the patient who is node positive?
Again, I think obviously we have the messing data that says if you treat now versus delaying until the time of metastatic disease, you're going to improve survival. However, that would not be my practice. So while I believe the data from the therapeutic arm, the control arm would not be representative of my practice. So it's hard to say that that is meaningful data to me and my practice, because I would treat those patients once they recur, and the majority will recur with positive nodes, but not 100%. Even in the control arm, there were some men that were long-term disease-free. So I think, again, you can avoid therapy in some men and get it to those who really need it early enough that you haven't lost anything.